Okay, Mishnah Hey. What we talked about before is that Chazal were gozer a tuma on Kisvei HaKadosh. So when we have scrolls of Nach or of Torah, so those scrolls are metami. Now, what are they metami? So we talked about originally that they used to store chuma together with Kisvei HaKadosh, and mice would get in, they'd eat the chuma, and then they'd ruin the Kisvei HaKadosh. So in order to prevent people from storing chuma together with Kisvei HaKadosh, they said Kisvei HaKadosh are metami chuma. So that prevents people from keeping chuma together with Kisvei HaKadosh. But then, by extension, they reinforced that by saying Kisvei HaKadosh are also metame your hands. Now, obviously, that was before the point where there was a general tuma on hands. Either way, we also talked about how when it comes to Kisvei HaKadosh, what constitutes Kisvei HaKadosh? How much of a text do you actually need in order for something to be considered Kisvei HaKadosh, such that Chazal would deem that as metame yadayim or metame chuma? So what we said is that it takes 85 letters. So now the Mishnah wants to know, well, what about parts of text that are written in the Aramaic? Or what about if you have a translation? What about then? So it says the Mishnah, Targum Shabba Ezra, when you have the Aramaic in Ezra, portions of Ezra are obviously in Aramaic. It's probably some of the most challenging Aramaic you encounter as a Ben Yeshiva, Veshevet Daniel, and also the Targum that you find, the Aramaic that you find in Daniel, Metame Yisidayim, it is Metame Yisidayim. In other words, it's considered Kisvei HaKadosh, such that it would be Metame your hands. Targum Shekhsavo Ivris, but if you have the Aramaic that was written into Hebrew, meaning to say it was translated into Lashon HaKodesh, or the Ivris, Shekhsavo Targum, if you have Ivris, Lashon HaKodesh words that were translated into Aramaic, Uksav Ivri, and also Ivri script. Now this is a little bit different. This is an ancient script that they used to use. If you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the second parak discusses the halachas that pertain to a Melech Yisrael and the Kohen Gadol. One of the things that it says is that a Melech Yisrael has to have two servitora, right? One is in the storehouses, one that he carries around with him all the time. So over there in that Gemara, Daf Chaf Aleph, it also discusses the progression of the sefer of how the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says that originally the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael in Ksav Ivri, and in Lashon HaKodesh, it was with Hebrew script and with Lashon HaKodesh language. Then, during the times of Ezra, it was changed into Ksav Ashuris with Aramaic language. And then, ultimately, Klal Yisrael chose for it to be written with Ksav Ashuris and then using Lashon HaKodesh language. And the Gemara goes on to discuss how Ezra facilitated that. Now, what you know is that so Ksav Ivri was this ancient script, and that basically it was changed over during the times of Ezra. And during the times of Ezra, it was changed that it was basically script that was going to be used by the Kusim. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about. But if you look at in the Rav Mibar Tanura on the Mishnah, he explains that it wasn't just Kusim that used it. It was also basically used for anything that was mundane. They would use Hebrew script once things were changed over. So now, when I'm talking about Ksav Ivri, so this means this ancient Hebrew script that was used basically for secular purposes, for mundane purposes, it was used by the Kusim. So what about those things? When we're dealing with Ksav Ivri, so what about that? So says the Mishnah, Ein Metame Yisidayim, all these things, these three things, are not Metame Yisidayim, it's not considered to be Kisvei HaKadosh. La'olam, La'olam Ein Metame Ad Shechtevenu Ashuris, Alaor Ubadiyo. There are three things that you need in order for something to constitute Kisvei HaKadosh, such that it's going to be Metame Yisidayim. Number one, it has to be La'olam Ein Metame, it's not going to be Metame Ad Shechtevenu Ashuris, until he writes it in Ashuris, using Ashuris script, ala or an hai ubadio, and using this specially prepared black ink. In other words, Chazal were not gozer tumah on Kisvei HaKadosh unless they were written in this specific way, where it was written in Ashuris script, on hide, and with the specially prepared black ink. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? We said that the Aramaic in Ezra and the Aramaic in Daniel does constitute Kisvei HaKadosh, and it'll be Metame Yisidayim. What about if you have Aramaic that you translated into Hebrew, or Hebrew that you or Lashon HaKodesh that you translated into Aramaic, or the Ksav Ivri? Those things are not Metame Yisidayim. The general rule is there are three things you need in order for something to constitute Kisvei HaKadosh, such that it would be Metame, that the Chazal's Gezer of Tum applied. It has to be written in Ashuris script, it has to be written on hide, and it has to be written with the specially prepared black ink. Okay.